without a force in the streets that's ready to oppose that, this regime is going to be able to roll over the elections and roll over the people of the world.
Welcome to episode 19 of Inside Without Now, a podcast brought to you by volunteers with RefuseFascism.org. I'm Sam Goldman, one of those volunteers and host of this show. This weekend, mass organizing meetings are happening in most major cities to plan the launch of day-after-day nonviolent protests starting next Saturday, October 3rd, demanding Trump-Pence out now. This demand, these protests, could not be more timely, as Trump is stealing the election now, ramming through a fascist SCOTUS appointment now, and MAGA thugs are threatening violence to stay in power. Increasingly bold and violent attempts to silence anti-Trump and anti-racist protesters across the country on the part of the Proud Boys and other brown shirt groups were seen just yesterday in Portland, Philly, and Yorba Linda. They are nothing but a lynch mob. They're getting organized and emboldened to steal the election and beat down anyone that stands in their way. We have to get organized to overwhelm them with mass, sustained, nonviolent protests. The battle over who will fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court is heating up right now, precisely because the fascists expect that the election will be contested, and they will need their representative on the court to keep Trump in power, and then to rubber stamp every vile, repressive, women-hating measure that the regime will institute. I want to quote from a three-part piece from Bob Avakian: voting will not be enough. We need to take to the streets and stay in the streets, demanding Trump-Pence out now, that you can read in full at revcom.us. All of this points to the very great likelihood that regardless of the actual outcome of this election, assuming it is actually held, if Trump declares himself the winner and refuses to leave, in the absence of truly mass mobilization demanding that the Trump-Pence regime must be removed, the Democrats will end up capitulating to Trump. The mass mobilization that is needed cannot be built overnight in the aftermath of the election, and it cannot be built by confining things within the framework and limits insisted upon by the Democrats. Waiting for November and relying on the election will lead to disaster. We need to take to the streets and stay in the streets, demanding Trump-Pence out now. I encourage listeners to read in full, voting will not be enough. We need to take to the streets and stay in the streets, demanding Trump-Pence out now. A three-part piece by Bob Avakian, available at revcom.us. Today, I'll be speaking with Coco Das, one of the editors of RefuseFascism.org, about the plans for October 3rd and how anyone and everyone can take part. This is a call for mass, day-after-day nonviolent protests, and we argue that it is an essential and missing component that is required to actually remove this fascist regime. Then, we are sharing a commentary from Sansara Taylor, co-host of the RNL show, about RBG and the stakes for women and everyone who cares about the future of the planet.
The struggle for the future, will it be fascist or will we act on our conscience? A call put out by RefuseFascism.org to begin October 3rd, nonviolent protests that continue day after day from October 3rd through the elections, united by the demand, Trump-Pence out now. I wanted to start with you just talking a little bit about what is the vision for these protests and why are they being called for in October right now?
Well, I'll start with the vision. There is a great need and great power in the majority of people, millions of people in this country who do not want to live in a fascist America, who hate what's going on, in the power of us uniting and mobilizing and organizing now in the streets in nonviolent protest to ultimately drive out this regime, to issue a resounding repudiation of everything that's going on as this regime steals this election. So the vision is that, just like you see in countries around the world, and we just saw here in June and July, the public squares, the streets of cities and towns across the country filling up day after day, beginning October 3rd, that public square filled with people who are determined to stop a regime that poses a catastrophe for humanity. Think of that public square being the hub, and then from other neighborhoods around the city, people get mobilized in these Black communities where they are really going to be under the gun of this regime if they are able to consolidate everything that they want to do with this genocidal program. The communities of immigrants, communities where people just don't want to give up their rights. There are people all over the cities, all over the towns who do not want this, but they are being channeled into waiting for elections or waiting for the normal channels, which are being eviscerated. We have to channel those people and marshal those people to come into the public square, but also people going out from the public square to win even more people. We need waves upon waves of people joining this struggle to stop a regime that not only endangers people here, but all over the world. And coming back day after day, growing so that by election day, we actually have hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of people who are ready to face down whatever repression or whatever election trickery this regime is telling you they're going to do, without a force in the streets that's ready to oppose that. This regime is going to be able to roll over the elections and roll over the people of the world. That's the vision of what we're presenting to people. We and our millions can actually stop this. Why we need to do this now? Look, we have a mountain of evidence that they are stealing the elections right now. They are sabotaging the mailing system. They're sending their thugs out to intimidate voters during early voting. They're preparing to nullify the elections by saying the only way that they can lose is if the Democrats have rigged the election. They're pulling out all the stops and calling out all of their goons to seize this second term. I think there's something really important for people to understand. These fascists talk about fair elections. It's the same way that they talk about peaceful protests or talk about free speech. They don't actually believe that there's any valid protest or any valid voting or any valid speech that goes against them. So we have to stop fighting on their terms. We need to seize the terms for humanity. An election is a process. It's not something that you're going to be able to prove on election day that they have put an election in their pocket. You know, it's unrolling now. We're facing a rolling coup. You have to stop it as it's happening. The normal channels are gone. The fact that they're ramming through this pro-fascist SCOTUS, they're ramming through this Christian fascist nominee, and they're telling you straight up, it's because if there is a contested election, which there will be, they have the Supreme Court votes to rule in their favor. You're not going to stop that by waiting to vote after this has already been done, after it's a done deal. You have to stop it now. I think the biggest reason we have to call for this now is because this is something that the people should have done in 2017 after Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. They should have done it in 2018 after we learned that there are tens of thousands of people in concentration camps. There was a very moving speaker, was it Joshua Shaines, Torah Trump's Hate, and he said, the time to act is always right now. We've let some very big opportunities pass. Impeachment was a big opportunity for people to flood the streets and say, we do not want this regime. We do not want to impose a fascist lunatic on the world. The chances are not going to keep coming. If this regime is able to seize a second term, it is going to be much harder to stop it. If we don't start in a very big way seizing on the opportunities we get, then we are going to lose our chances. And the cost of lives and the whole character of society and government is going to change in a way that is going to really be a horror. There's no way to overstate this. It is going to be a horror for humanity that could even destroy the planet and destroy a future for humanity. So the right time to act is now. And instead of waiting and being led into concessions and being led into complicity, which is always what's going to happen as we wait, we have to seize the time and say, no more waiting. We are setting the terms of this game now. Look at how people rose in June and July for Black Lives Matter. It changed the whole debate until they had to regroup. These fascists were on the defensive. We sent Trump to his bunker. These fascist thugs were staying away from the big marches. We have strength in our numbers, and we have strength in this strategy of nonviolent protest, and we have to start using it or we are going to lose it.
I think that that's really clarifying. I think that there's the necessity, there's a huge urgency to act, and there's also hope in this strategy. There is possibility in this strategy. Not only have we seen it all around the world, but we've seen it right here, and the difference that we made in the streets not that long ago, just this past summer. Yeah. There's the ending to the call for October 3rd that I just want listeners to hear again is, we will act on our principles, modeling the world we aspire to in contrast to the bigotry and hatred of this fascist regime. We will act together with creative joy and with the conviction and courage of standing together, not only for ourselves, but for all of humanity. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. We know that by standing up, that we will likely face repression. It is through our power in, as you said, our commitment to nonviolence, our numbers, modeling to the world what it means to not back down and to stay determined, because the world is counting on us to drive this regime from power. I went to mass meeting in Philly yesterday. Mass meetings are happening around the country this weekend. I believe that you're going to a mass meeting today. Mass meetings are happening in New York. Yesterday they happened in LA. This was all about planning and envisioning so that beginning Saturday, October 3rd, people gather and bring their family, their friends, their book clubs, their sports teams that they're part of into the public squares of cities and towns and join in nonviolent protests united by the demand Trump hands out now, like you said, coming back in waves day after day. And I was wondering whether for our listeners who want to be organizers, who want to see this happen, this vision that you talked about, what are some things that people can do right away?
Number one, I think people need to go to refusefascism.org. The call for October, the flyer, information about the mass meetings is right there at the top of the homepage. And the very first way to get hooked in is to see what others are doing around the country. Write to us or, you know, follow on Facebook, follow on social media at Refuse Fascism on all platforms and get hooked in so that you're not alone. A lot of people feel very isolated. They don't know what to do. People need to know that there is a force, there is an organization that is mobilizing people, and you can join this movement. And if you're in a small town, there are things you can print out and take to people. There are things you can do on social media. You can make signs and go out. You have beginning tools. There's a very good document called On Mission and Methods. You know, this is a good starting document to see what you can do. You know, that's first. See what other people are doing. Look at some of the speeches that people have made. And then just start going out and talking to everybody you know. We don't have to sit and wait for other people to decide our future. We can take our future into our own hands. And look, here's a group that's mobilizing. Let's look at this call. Let's read this call together and see how we can plug in. Everybody has a role to play in this movement, and everybody should aim to play the biggest role they can. The other thing I want to say is, look, you probably have ideas that we haven't even thought of yet. This is going to take millions of people engaging in this problem together. This is unprecedented. Not only the danger to humanity is unprecedented with this regime, a demented lunatic with his finger on the nuclear trigger, the forces of repression that they are calling out, It's unprecedented in what any of us have had to do in our lifetimes. We have historical precedents. We have people who rose up in June and July to learn from, to really drive this regime out, to knock them off the tracks through sustained nonviolent protests. None of us have done this yet, but this is our moral imperative right now, and we have to figure it out together. So share your ideas with us. Write to info@refusefascism.org and tell us what you think should be done. How are you going to mobilize your fellow high school students or college students? How are you going to get your church to read the pledge? We have a pledge of resistance that we want to spread everywhere. So we've already been building, plug into that, but also tell us your ideas. Tell us what you and your peers come up with. And together we can really build this into a movement that can reach millions of people.
Coco, I just want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today about October 3rd. And I want to underscore your invitation for people to send their ideas and the ways that they plan on being involved in this movement. Everyone is needed. Everyone has a role to play. And it's not going to happen without you. So I encourage people to email info@refusefascism.org, to visit refusefascism.org and find that call to action that Coco talked about along with resources, or direct message us on social media @refusefascism. You can find a chapter near you to connect with at refusefascism.org. Coco, I want to give you an opportunity if you have any final words for our listeners.
I just want to encourage people to understand that, one, we really can do this. Ordinary people all over the world, when they unite and act together, they can accomplish extraordinary things. Think big. Think beyond what you can even imagine. Think about the enormity of the problem that we're trying to solve, and think about how that is going to take everybody, everybody with a heart for passion for justice, to act together. Don't assume that this person or that person is not going to want to join this struggle. I think people will be very surprised by how much dread there is about the future with this regime in power. And we need to turn that dread into hope. So I just want to encourage people to unleash their imaginations and really get to talking to people and help others imagine together what we can do if we actually take up this struggle in a big way.
That was Coco Das, co-editor of refusefascism.org, talking about the plans for October 3rd. Find or organize a protest near you by visiting refusefascism.org. Next, we'll listen to Sansara Taylor talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the battle for the future. Originally aired on the RNL show.
On Friday, September 18th, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Ginsburg spent her life fighting for the legal equality of women. And when she joined the Supreme Court, she became a core member of the liberal bloc that defended the rights of women, especially to abortion and birth control, that expanded the rights of LGBTQ people, and that attempted to defend the rights of Black people to the vote. And when they were defeated in this, Ginsburg issued a scathing 35-page dissent. Ginsburg came to represent the hopes and aspirations of millions for gender equality, both for her decades of legal work, as well as for the way she herself had to face down ugly discrimination throughout her life. As just one example, one of her law professors, a man who later became the dean of Harvard Law School, gave her a raving recommendation to a judge who was looking to hire a law clerk. This professor wrote that Ginsburg had extraordinary self-possession and that her qualities of mind and person would make her most attractive as a law clerk. The judge, who had never hired a woman in his entire career, refused to even call Ginsburg in for an interview. And this was typical. Her death has been taken very hard by millions. Her death also means that there is an empty seat on the Supreme Court, a court that was split almost down the middle between the liberal bloc and a bloc of judges who are extreme conservatives or outright fascists. And now, if Trump is able to fill this seat, it will secure a fascist majority on the Supreme Court for decades to come. And Donald Trump is on a rampage to ram this through in record speed, and the Republicans are falling in lockstep. It would be nearly impossible to overstate the stakes of this battle now unfolding. If they are able to secure a fascist majority on the Supreme Court, this will be a major leap in refashioning the highest court in the land into an instrument of fascist atrocity. Stacking the court in this way would serve shredding environmental protections aimed at slowing the destruction of the air, the land, the oceans, at a time when the West is burning, the South is drowning, millions around the world are being turned into climate refugees, and the Earth itself is rapidly approaching an irreversible tipping point. Stacking the court in this way would mean massively expanding the power of the executive, that is Donald Trump, to carry out his white supremacist program of repression and terror against Black people, Muslims, Latinos, immigrants, and any and all who dare to stand up for those groups of people. Stacking the court in this way would serve completely dismantling the separation of church and state, turning the state itself into an instrument of fascist theocratic enforcement, stripping away the rights of LGBTQ people, assailing science, turning public schools into sites of religious indoctrination, and stripping from women the most basic protections of their right to control their own bodies and reproduction through the right to abortion and even birth control. And in this way, enslaving women, forcing them to have children against their will and reducing them to property of men. This and much more is the program they are deadly serious about carrying out, and a majority fascist Supreme Court will be a major leap in that direction, again, for decades. But that's not all. Part of Trump's rush to lock in a Supreme Court appointment before the election is that he wants a fascist majority court before the votes are counted. Because a big part of Trump's plan to stay in power is to steal the election or to refuse to accept an electoral loss. He says it all the time. The only way he could lose, he says, is if the election is rigged. He's out there already stealing the election. And he is unleashing and preparing even greater levels of violence to stay in power, even if he loses. RefuseFascism.org and its call for people to take to the streets on October 3rd across this country and to come back in mass growing nonviolent protests every day after that, demanding Trump Pence out now. In their call, RefuseFascism.org has called what Donald Trump is doing a rolling coup. And they are right. And should we end up in a situation where the election is contested and thrown to the courts, these fascists want a majority on the courts to tip things in their favor. Ted Cruz said it openly. And just last weekend, Donald Trump did too.
Now we're counting on the federal court system to make it so that we can actually have an evening where we know who wins, okay? Not where the votes are going to be counted a week later or 2 weeks later.
Trump knows very well that most votes will not be counted yet on an election night, but many predictions suggest that he might be ahead in in-person voters and he might be behind in mail-in voters. We don't know how it's going to turn out, but right there he's telling people he wants courts that are an instrument of suppressing millions and millions and millions of votes. For all these reasons, Trump must not be allowed to fill this seat on the Supreme Court. It is very positive that people came out by the thousands to mourn Ginsburg's death. It is even more positive that in some places, especially San Francisco, among the LGBTQ community, people didn't just come out to mourn, but they came out to march and to express their determination to fight a new appointee. We need much, much more of this. And we need to fight against any ounce of passivity among those who see the stakes now unfolding. And let's be very clear. Donating your money to the Democrats or to any of the organizations that are subordinate to and just appendages to the Democratic Party is not fighting this fascism, and neither is waiting for the elections. We need to be in the streets relentlessly with all the awareness of the lives and the future that is at stake. Even more fundamentally, the prospect in the very short term of a fascist majority Supreme Court underscores the urgency of the great historic imperative of our time, which is for millions of us from every walk of life and different backgrounds who does not want to see a fascist America to come together and answer the call put out by RefuseFascism.org to go into the streets throughout October in massive numbers in nonviolent protest again and again as long as it takes, demanding Trump Pence out now. The struggle against a confirmation of a fascist judge to the Supreme Court can and must serve this. It must be a rallying cry to many more to join this, and we must fight for that to be the case. We need to invite all those in who see the stakes now unfolding with this battle over the courts to bring their skills, their energy, their desire to fight, their refusal to accept a fascist future, to come and join us in the streets demanding Trump Pence out now. The future is on the line, and the stakes just went up enormously. We need to be all in this fight, like the future depends on it.
Thanks for listening to Inside Without Now. There are rallies, marches, next Saturday, October 3rd, kicking off day after day protests happening in New York City, Chicago, Philly, Atlanta, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and many other cities. You are needed to reach out to the millions who hate and fear this regime's fascist program and future. And win growing numbers, wave upon wave, to join in sustained mass nonviolent protests demanding Trump Pence out now. Everyone who's listening is needed to become an organizer working on this, and there are multiple ways you can do this. Find a protest near you and share the details. Go to refusefascism.org. You can also get the tools you need to organize your own protests. Follow at Refuse Fascism and social media. And be sure to tune in Wednesday, September 30th, a virtual program on Facebook and YouTube, co-hosted by the Brooklyn Book Festival, Revolution Books New York City, and Revolution Books Berkeley. How Fascism Works and How to Stop It. A dialogue between Jason Stanley and Andy Z. Can it happen here? Is it happening here? The F word, fascism. Donald Trump announced on September 23rd that he wouldn't commit to a peaceful transition of power, which means violence if he loses, in complete violation of the Constitution. Under the Trump-Pence regime, we have witnessed a program of blatant white supremacy, patriarchy, and xenophobic racism toward immigrants. In this unprecedented situation, what are the appropriate forms of action to stop fascism? Jason Stanley is a Yale philosopher and author of How Fascism Works, and Andy Z is a co-initiator of Refuse Fascism, host of the RNL show, and spokesperson for Revolution Books. So we'll be listening, we'll be tuning in on Wednesday, and we hope you will too. You can find it on Facebook at Revolution Books NYC. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for updates. Leave a rating or review for this podcast to help us reach more people. And take the essential action of donating right now. Click the donate button at refusefascism.org or Venmo refuse-fascism or Cash App Refuse Fascism to make sure that everyone who's concerned about the future and wants to see the Trump-Pence regime removed from power knows where to be on October 3rd and day after day. Fund social media ads on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Donate generously. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. See you in the streets and send me an email with your ideas and how you're going to help make October our month. You can email me at Samantha Goldman at refusefascism.org.